You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
The very interesting Gemara, it's in Kiddushin, Pei Aleph. The Gemara is telling us about Rab Amram Hasida. The Gemara is Koveya that he's a Chosid. Not everyone in the Gemara had the title Chosid. He was called Amram Hasida. So one day, they rescued Shvuyot, ladies who were captured by the Goyim, and they did mitzvahs Pidyon Shvuyim, and they saved them. And where could they bring them now for safekeeping, these young girls, till they find the mishpochas and send them back home? What could be better than the home of Rab Amram Hasida, the biggest chosid in Klal Yisrael, in Gadol HaDor? Now, to protect himself, they pushed away the stairs leading up to the attic. They put the girls in the attic, and these stairs were very heavy. You needed many people to move them. They moved them away. One of the girls was moving upstairs, and there was an opening, and Rab Amram saw her, Rab Amram Hasida, and he desired her. He was ready to sin. The Yetzer Hara gave him such koyach. On his own, he moved the ladder back, the steps back into place. They say he needed 10 people to do it. He had koyach to do it. I'm just remembering a story about Yichud in the middle. I'm going to say it. There was once a Gadol B'Yisroel, a great Rebbe, who was 90-some years old. He was a cripple in bed, and he couldn't move. Paralyzed. Okay, so one day, a very great Gadol came to town, and everyone in the shtetl went out to see the Gadol, and his mishpacha left. They left him alone. They went. All of a sudden, he realized that they left the shiksa at home. He's at home, Yichud with the shiksa. Now he can't move. There's no one around. So what could he do? He threw himself off the bed, rolled him down three flights of steps into the road where it was raining and mud. And he was lying in the road. When the mishpacha came back, they screamed, "Abba, what happened? What did you do?" So he shouted to them, you caused me to be over on the Isser of Yichud. They said, "Abba, come on. You're 90-some years old and you're paralyzed. And by the way, the shiksa is also 95 and she has no nose. Her nose was cut off." He said, "The Yetzer Hara will give me koyach and will give her a nose." And that's the pshat here. Rab Amram Hasida had the koyach to move back the steps. And he was already going up the steps to do the Avera. He stopped in the middle and he decided he has to save himself from the sin. He started shouting, "Rab Amram's house is on fire! The house is on fire!" The Rabbonim ran in, "Where's the fire?" And he said, "It's better that I should be put to shame once in this world and not put to shame forever in the world to come." That's enough, really, to know how far the koya of an Aveda can pull a chosid shebechasidim. It could have caused him to sin. And to what extent he went to save himself? By shaming himself. The Nefesh HaChaim, he mentions this. There's a big kasha here. How could Hazal have written this story in the Gemara? To mitvazer Rab Amram Hasida, from that day till this day, every Talmid Yeshiva, every Balabos, everyone learning Adav Gemara and Kiddushin sees that Rab Amram Hasida was willing to do a veira of such a caliber. How did they put it in the Gemara? We know that Kesh Baruch Hu wants to, is hoishesh for the covered of tzaddikim. Im kol ze kavua Hazal lahai uvda b'talmuda. Hazal wrote this story in the Gemara. Lehoiris lanu darkei Hashem ha'yesharim. To teach us to what an extent we have to go to save ourselves from sin. Even if it means to mivaza ourselves. They're saying that this whole idea, if a person gets on the computer, that it sends out messages to his wife, to his Rebbe, to his father, I don't know. It's the same thing. Let everyone know where you're holding. It's the only thing that can hold you back. And don't be ashamed. The main thing is that you shouldn't sin.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.